Do you know in the Bible, Jesus talks about treasures? Do you know that? Yes. But I don't think he ever tells a story about a treasure that they didn't know they had. And so today's story is about a treasure they didn't know they had. Now, this is a true story. This story happened in America in the 1800s. Very early 1800s. And this boy lived on a farm with his parents. And he used to like fishing. Do you like fishing? Do you? Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Hey, especially if you catch something. Not much good if you don't. But anyway, this boy went out fishing one day. Now, the story doesn't tell us if he caught anything, but he did find something. Because in the creek that he was fishing in, he spied a black rock. It was different to all the other rocks in the creek. And so he decided he was going to go and get it. So he dived into the creek and he went to pick it up. And wow, it was heavy. So he had to do it a couple of times to try and get this rock out. And finally he had it. He had it in his possession. It was a beautiful little rock. Black. And so after his day's fishing, he decided he'd take it home and show his parents. And so he took it home, but it was very heavy. So he had to work a bit, you know, to get home. When he showed his parents, they said, "Wow, that's a nice rock. You know what? Because it's so heavy, we could use it as a doorstop." And so every day, for 3 years, three long years, this black rock sat at the front door. In the morning when they'd go out, they'd open the door, and they'd put this black rock there to keep the door open. And at night, they'd move the rock, close the door. 3 long years. One day they had a visitor. And the visitor was a jeweler. And he looked at the rock and he said, "I like that rock. I'll tell you what, I'll buy it off you." And they said, "Really?" He said, "I'll give you $3.50 for it." "Wow. Let's sell our doorstop. It's only like $3.50, that's a bit of money." "Yeah, all right, you can have the rock for $3.50. And the jeweler took it to his shop and he hit it with a hammer. You know that black outer casing? Inside it was a gold nugget. And the gold nugget weighed 8 kilograms. Could you imagine how much money that is worth? 8 kilograms. Wow. It was thousands. How do you think the little boy felt and his family? Hey? Well, they would. This rock that had been such a pain for them, they had to move every morning to keep the door open, was now worth thousands. But you know what's interesting about that story? Many people in this world, they spend lots and lots of money chasing gold. They will go diving in the sea trying to find sunken ships with treasures in it. They will go wandering through deserts, spending a lot of time in hardship with gold detectors trying to find this magic gold. But you know what? You know what the sad thing is? There's lots of people that are in the same situation as this little boy and his family. Because in their shelves or on their table, and every morning they walk past it, move it. Do you know what that is? Well, it's not gold, but it's worth a lot of gold. You know what it is? It's a treasure map. You know what a treasure map does? It tells you where the gold is, doesn't it? Yes. You know where the gold is? There's a hole, hey? X marks the spot, yes. But you know where the gold is? It's a whole city of gold. You know what that treasure map is? It's our Bible. That tells us how to find the real gold, the gold that doesn't perish. You know that? You know what perish is? That means it goes missing. The gold that we have in here doesn't go missing.